listening to the sound of the wind howling through the trees as it whipped up a blizzard. Todd was reminded of wolves and coyotes on the prowl for crippled elk or deer on which to feed. But then, suddenly, another sound caught his hearing, and this sounded more human than anything like an animal. Opening the door, Todd saw a half a dozen Indians leading Major and Stanley's horse away. He ran to get his rifle from the scabbard in the saddle, but when he came out, they were disappearing into the storm. Holding his gun poised, Todd shot into the blowing snow where he'd last seen the figures. Without horses, the two of them were stranded until the weather broke, and that could easily not be till spring. Going back into the cabin, he wrapped a muffler around his neck, and after stuffing extra shells into his pocket, he started for the door. For a minute, he hesitated. Should he try waking Stanley and tell him about where he was going, or should he leave the man to die in peace? Going to the bed, Todd tried shaking the man awake, but Stanley didn't appear to be in any condition to hear anything. "Stanley, can you hear me?" The man muttered something Todd couldn't understand, but still he continued. "The Indians stole our horses, and I'm going after them, so I'm not running off and leaving you. There's wood here in the cabin and enough grub for 3 or 4 months if I don't get back. Don't get any idea I'm getting soft just because I'm standing here like an idiot explaining all this to you." Picking up all the blankets he could find and piling them on top of Stanley, Todd felt he'd done all that could be expected of him.